This is another Red FM podcast. And remember, if you enjoyed this episode, for more podcasts, check out redextra.ie. It's full of great Red FM content.
Welcome to episode 19 of The Life Hustle. I'm Emer, and I can't believe that we are into December. We're on the home run to the big man himself coming in a couple of weeks. It has been the loveliest year for us, sharing stories of people we admire so much in the city and county here over on redextra.ie. We have been inspired and enthralled, and we really have loved each and every story. And we're so grateful for all of our listeners, for all your support and for your interaction all year. So thank you so much for always dropping by and leaving a comment and getting in touch. It's been such a super year. So today's story is one of community spirit, of people of all ages coming together and all walks of life connecting, not just online, but actually out in the real world through music and through learning. And my guest, Maurice Dineen, is the reason for this lovely story here today. Welcome, Maurice.
Hi, Emer. How's it going?
Great. Hi. Thank you for joining me here. Is this your first radio interview?
I would have done...
You were on Red FM, I think, before.
Yeah, years ago. Yeah.
Brilliant. So your first podcast.
Yeah.
We're popping the podcast cherry today. So you set out one day back in 11 years ago?
Oh, 08.
Oh, wow. Yeah, 2008.
11 years
ago. And you set up Club Ceol in Ballyvihan. How did that come about?
Right. I have no knowledge of Irish music and all that stuff. So my daughter, who was about 8 at the time, wanted to learn the tin whistle.
Okay.
I actually don't know where she got the fascination to learn a tin whistle. I played a guitar and there was plenty of instruments at home.
Okay.
So I went about... starting up a club, which I know nothing about running clubs and stuff. So,
You took a leap of faith.
I took a leap of faith. I actually brought her out to Coltis and Douglas.
Okay.
And she was in there for about a year and things like that. And I just saw the competitive side of Irish music and stuff like that. So
okay.
I kind of wanted a non-competitive side of trad music. And I wanted my kids to learn in not going to competitions and not that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I approached... the Coltis, and they gave me my first teacher, which was Joanne Cork, who 11 years later
is still by my side.
And that's basically what it was. It was just starting something that has no non-competitive and is taught in a fun and, you know, that kind of way.
And for our listeners, you began in Deer Park School.
No, I began in Gaelscoil and Tadhg Naofa in Ballyvihan.
Okay.
Yeah, I started in a little parents' room down the very back of the school.
How many people?
Well, when I got this mad idea, I put out a note and I got 30 kids.
Okay.
So Joanne was teaching on Wednesdays for 3 or 4 classes and I was entertaining all the kids in the parents' room and sending them in, buying them bags of chips and stuff like that.
Wow.
So that's actually where Club Ceol was born. I did it for 2 terms, I think. And then we introduced a borrow-on teacher.
Okay.
And then it started growing. And then adults started asking me, why can't we do it?
Wow.
Because it was...
So, if you're dropping your kids, I sit outside my kids' classes and I'd read a book or I'd catch up on phone calls. And it would be great to pick something up while your kids are in there. What a great idea.
But over the years, that's what's have to come into. Parents would come for their kids to do Timmis and I'd say, why won't you do something? Or,
amazing.
And then... Before
and it's
you
out
know
of
it.
Your comfort zone. It you is, you yeah. kind of think when you get to a certain stage, that's not for me or that ship has sailed for me. And it hasn't. We put that block in ourselves.
Yeah.
And then it got to a stage where it grew so big that you had to find another venue for your classes. And how did you... for me, I'm fascinated because it's not just music now. You teach Irish, you teach dancing, you teach
sign language.
Yeah. There's knitting this year, I saw.
There's something for everyone in Club Ceol. I meet someone in the shop, Emer, and they'd like to play Ludo.
Okay.
But like that, and I just need to hear other people that and get 3 or 4 like-minded people to sit down and play Ludo. And
there you go.
That's basically what it is. It's giving people a space to do these things. I do when I pick out the teachers. I have 22 teachers from having one teacher back 11 years ago. I kind of speak to the teachers first and say, look, this is what we're trying to do. Please teach in a fun way. It's not competitive.
Okay.
And then I don't interfere with teachers. I don't go into classrooms. I leave the teachers and I leave the magic happen within the classrooms.
So you give them the trust and the space to do what they're good at.
Yeah.
And I guess everyone benefits then as well.
Of course. Right? People leave Club Ceol, Collage Dame and Reach on a Monday night and they're... they're really happy, and they say it sets up them for the week, their happiness, and like there's so much different, there's so much classes there. It's just mad.
What I find fascinating is, you know, the range of ages. So you have one class where it's kind of parent or guardian or adult sitting next to a kid learning the ukulele. It's the cutest thing to walk into the room and to see the grown-ups and the mini people with their little ukuleles, and they're all learning the instrument together. It kind of breaks down any boundaries or...
Well, in, as you said, the ukulele, we have three generations in one class. So we have the grandfather, the daughter and the granddaughter. In the one class, and like that's what Club Kyol tries to encourage. Now I do try to keep kids separate to adults and adults separate to kids, because kids are like sponges and they learn so fast that the adults be under pressure.
They'd nearly leave the adults for dust.
Yeah, they would. Like, and I've been in that situation myself when I was learning the banjo. It was a child in the class that was really, really good.
Okay.
And I used to be really under pressure. And I'm not that musical.
And you don't want to hold them back as well at the same time.
And it's only 1 week out of the 10 weeks I actually was better at the 1 week, and I was like, yes. But that's just it. But it ranges from, we have a child for, at 3 years of age and they're in their 70s. So it's totally inclusion.
You know, we had been talking in the past and you told me that there have been people who've come to you that maybe can't afford to go to other types of education, or might not be able to pick up a hobby or an instrument or learn a new skill because they can't afford the classes. Yeah. You've never turned people away.
No, definitely. And I never would. That's the whole ethos of Club Kyol Ballyvihan. That's like, I do this totally 100% voluntary. My wife does it voluntary.
Shout out to Orla.
Yeah, Orla. Like Deirdre Connolly, Ger McNulty. These are people I have to mention. Pat Galvin.
Yes.
They're all people who behind the scenes do so much work in Club Kyol, totally voluntary. Like Ballyvihan is a desh area. So,
and explain to me what that means.
It's a disadvantaged area. People can't afford. I know there's a lot of areas in Cork that are disadvantaged and desh areas. A lot of people don't like having that tag over, but it's what it is. Okay. And for people don't have that much money to pay for classes. Like, you can go into other organisations and you're paying hundreds and hundreds of euros
a term.
I know that we are the cheapest in there, and for your classes, and there is a lot of people who can't afford it. And I try to get funding for instruments and for to make these kids, like these could be next Sharon Shannons or the next, you don't know, like.
And why let money stand in the way of
And it never does in my
That's
case.
That's incredible.
Yeah, I will go out and beg, borrow and steal so that that child, and it's not just children anymore, it's adults as well. There's adults in the community that don't have it.
Of course.
Why should I say, no, sorry, you can't. Like, am I in enrollment forms? I don't have what religion you are, where you work, where you're, I'm not interested.
Should that not be the way going forward?
It should be the way going forward. And I do genuinely think that it should be in every school, that the school should be open after school finishes and bring your community into it. Because every school, like there's four or five schools in our community.
Okay.
And there's people, say, outside one school that wouldn't go to the other. But if you have it in that school across the road from,
it's a common kind
it's
of
a thing.
Ground
they'll,
for
they'll
them.
Go there. They feel comfortable in that school where their kids go. So I genuinely do think that. I'm very, very grateful to Coláiste, Eamon Rees for the
facilitating everything.
Formerly Deer Park CBS. Like, only for them, Club Kyol wouldn't be here. Like,
and as you very well know, I came across Club Kyol because my own dad, maybe 5 years ago,
he would have been rang me,
rang up and was like, I heard about this thing, I might give this a go, and off he went anyway to the ballet group, and he did Tin Whistle as well, and you know, we were like, oh, okay, that's cool, Dad, off you go. I had no idea when he joined what a massive setup it is that you run, you know, how inclusive it is. And I can hand in heart say now my dad has a better social life than I've ever had because of Club Kyol and the people he's met there. But can we get into, because the one thing that fascinates me is how involved in the local community and in the city and in events you are now. It's not just going on a Monday or every day, do your course and go home. Ye meet up at the weekends, perform at lots of different festivals.
Oh, well, I try to encourage them all to be part of this and stuff. I don't want to, I won't bombard them with stuff, but it's good for them. Like you say about the phone call your dad made me, like that was probably the hardest phone call for anyone to make, to ring me and say, I'd love to learn an instrument, or I'd love to learn. And then I get the background story and things like that. But I would kind of watch a lot of people in Club Kyol, close to my heart.
Of course,
They come with different stories and I kind of watch them. And for them to go up on a stage and to perform
I know
at different things, like, I actually have cried, seriously, I have too.
Watching
people. No, but you know, you do. And like, that's my payment. When you see that, you can't buy that,
it's
and people
incredible.
Can't pay for it. Like,
no, and but there's kind of more heart to it than most classes I've ever seen. Yeah. It's like got heart and soul, and I think that's why people that join
people
stay there.
The people feel comfortable there. Mm-hmm. It's a safe place.
Brilliant
to learn.
Brilliant. Like he has. I came to see the ballad group at an event that Stevie G here in Red FM was emceeing in
Peace Park
last summer, was it?
Yeah.
And it was music from all nationalities all over the world, like a big cultural event. It was incredible. I got to see other cultures and they were in their dress and experience their music and the pride then when the ballad group went up. But the one thing I've noticed over the years from Carol singing at Christmas through the years up to those kind of events is how polished they are now. Mm. It really was a hobby at the start and they sounded like, you know, you just commended them for getting up on a stage because most of us, a lot of people wouldn't have the courage to do that. And you'd go and say, weren't they very good in fairness to them? But now you'd pay to go to see them.
Oh, you would. Like, they have such a range of songs at the moment. Like, there was two people contacted me through that Peace Park. They found my number through the Facebook page or something. And they said they heard them. Is there any way we can join them?
Wow.
So they're still with us now and they have been there now in the recording and all that.
But everyone takes it very seriously in the best way. There's pride. Each of the members I could see in the ballad group, you know, like my dad would bring me home from work some evenings. He runs in, he sees the kids, he's like, I'm off now to ballet group and I'm not going to be late.
Yeah.
And it's his thing, you know, but there's fierce pride in it.
And
everyone really feels like I play a role in this group and I'm not going to let the group down.
I'll tell you a funny story. Like, my wife is in that ballet group as well.
Yes.
And if I do a lot of work behind the scenes for the ballet group, for all of ballet at the Club Keol, but I got, if I have information to give them, I'll put it up on the group. I have a WhatsApp group for them.
Okay.
And my wife then would say, why don't you tell me, but you're part of the group.
So you can't get special treatment.
No, special treatment.
Poor Orla.
I know, but that's just the way I am.
But that's very professional. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So when she's in ballet group mode, she's one of the team.
Yeah,
and that's it.
Yeah. So, like you asked me there about the different things we've taken part in. We've taken part in Bop and Tory Top Park, which was done by the City Council. We've been done at the Folk Festival this year.
Wow.
Mother Jones Festival, we've asked to do it. In the 1916 to 2016 commemorations, we done a lot of stuff.
I was at that actually, that was amazing in the community centre.
Yeah, we've
amazing.
Done that as well, concerts and stuff. Carol singing, we do a lot of carol singing for
you
charity.
Were outside Brown Thomas last Sunday and you raised money for Feed Cork.
We did. And
every year you raise a lot of money.
We did Cork Simon last year and we said we'd change this year, so we're doing Feed Cork last week. Next week and the week after, we're doing for Adele House.
Wow.
So we try to give back as much as we can.
I mean, most people can't get it together to kind of get out of the house once in the lead up to Christmas to do anything for charity. And you guys are doing it every week.
But we're all about giving back to the community. We've done the Culture Days. Last week, we had our ukuleles opened for Turn On The Lights at Douglas Street. So they were representing Club Keol.
Ah.
So we do charity ukuleles and our culture, I do bring in a lot of people from different countries, like the Basque country.
Yes.
We had
so you actually went there. I'll never forget the day my dad came home and he was like, I'm going off to the Basque country singing with the ballet group. And me and my sister were like, what? He's living his 20s now.
Yeah.
But he had the most special,
it was the
memorable
best 5 days ever.
He still talks about it to this day and how incredibly welcoming everyone over there was and what it was like to sing. He performed in local schools.
Yeah. Like, that was another thing. Your dad actually performed. We were going out that morning to perform with the teachers and to do dancing. And I said to your dad, will you bring your tin whistle with you? And he says,
but it was in front of a whole school.
The whole school, yeah. So that was another moment where there was a tear in my eye because your dad actually played on his own.
And if you had told him that a year or two ago, there's no way he'd do it.
Hell. But that's what we kind of encourage people to do it so that they don't seem as they're out of their comfort zone.
Yeah.
They're just doing it. And it's,
and I like the idea of just springing it on them. Just go with it in the moment. And because he was buzzing, absolutely
after it. The whole week he was.
But to get the opportunity as a group of all ages to travel and through a common thread and a love for music is incredible.
And show off our culture. Like last night I got a phone call or a text message from Virginia in America that there's a group similar to Club Keol.
Okay.
And they're coming over next year and they want to meet up with us. So I said, do you want to fancy doing a ceilidh? And they said yes. So
you'll host them when they're here.
I'll host them when they're here.
That's amazing.
So that means that we have to
Should my sister be pre-planning for dad to go to America?
Virginia,
there we go.
Definitely.
Oh, it's incredible. It really is. Another thing, a huge highlight, I thought as well during the year, was having Mary Kennedy from RTE come down, and she did a full feature. It was really special, actually.
It was, yeah.
I mean, they were in your house at the start.
Yeah.
How was that experience?
They rang me on a Wednesday to say they might come down and do a few minutes. And I think they Googled Club Kyol Balbihan, and then they rang back in the afternoon and said, all right, we have to do a bigger show.
Okay.
Is Mary,
because there's so many classes
yeah,
now.
Is it okay for Mary Kennedy to come into your house? And I said, yeah, it's okay, I suppose, if my wife will let her. So, yeah, she came at 2:30. She was there till 9 o'clock, and they couldn't believe. And like, they only showed a snippet of what goes on in Club Kyol in the show. They couldn't believe it, but it was
the whole
really,
setup.
Yeah, it was. Really
it was
good
lovely, like, because I guess it showed you and Orla at home, and then when it went to the school, it really resonated with me watching it. The amount of people that you have brought together through learning.
Yeah.
But as you said, in a non-competitive way, it was
fun,
a real sense of community.
Fun way, yeah, it is. But like, people, I remember I was in school, obviously, and. I didn't have a great experience in school.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not academic at all.
Yes.
So the way...
And back then, creativity wasn't nurtured
no,
at all.
No. And so I went and I was a carpenter for 20 years, which I wasn't really into it.
So you did it because you had to have a trade?
Yeah.
Or,
actually, yeah. That's what our family was all tradesmen. So I was sent into that and I didn't like it. And then I eventually, for my daughter, wanted to play the swimmer. So now I'm left with this... group.
Now you're running a massive school.
450 people.
And how many classes? How many students?
Oh, there's
450.
There's over 450 students, and I think there's 76 different classes.
That's incredible.
Run over 3 different nights. Mondays is the main one. Tuesdays we have Irish language classes, which are free. They're paid by Cork ETB.
Okay.
Thursdays, sign language. Like, my sign language teacher comes down from Ennis twice a week to teach it.
Wow.
Yeah. And there's over 60 of them there.
If you could tell yourself back then when you were going out to a job that you know, that you were just doing because you had to do something,
yeah.
That you'd, I mean, you could literally run the White House now. yourself and Orla are so good at the admin, you could just run the White House.
Well, she does all the admin.
That's a big job.
It is a big job.
Yeah. So, the reason that I brought you into the studio today is because the kind of next step in the Club Kyol evolution was something that you had been dying to do for a while, and you've made it happen. And you guys have bought out with the Bala Group a CD for all the proceeds are going to Feed Cork.
Yeah.
But how did you find the song, first of all?
Right. It's funny. People have said in the last couple of weeks that I'm like the Louis Walsh of Balabihan, which I think is hilarious.
Balabihan's Louis Walsh,
yeah.
I love it.
Like, people are handing me songs or giving me CDs, a song I wrote there last week or this song I wrote, should you listen to it? So I would always go home and listen to the songs, and some are gems, to be fair to them.
Okay.
So, like, the one now, The Leaside Long Go, was sent to me a year and a half ago.
So that's the main track on the CD.
Yeah.
Okay.
The fellow who wrote it is called John Murphy. He's from Balabalan, and he's writing songs all the time. He's wrote, he's given us 3 songs, Leaside Long Go. He's wrote Sandstone Tower, which is about Shandon and Australia, Melbourne, and the connection, how they miss Shandon. It's a fabulous song.
Okay.
And the other song was a Joe Murphy song.
Okay.
Which we were up in the jail last week to record a piece for a documentary, and the Ballad Group sang with Louise, great grandniece of Joe Murphy.
Oh,
so
wow.
She sang it, and the Ballad Group backed her on it in the jail, which was a big...
It's a big honour.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, people, like, a year and a half ago, and then I was thinking about the song and saying, how can we use it on the CD? And I saw that I heard the Ballad Group were getting better and better. And
They are.
So I gave it to, like, Stephen O'Dea and Abby Neil Lynchig, took over the Ballad Group about 2 years ago.
They've done amazing work.
They have taken them to some level, in fairness, all the harmonies and all the...
The Ballet Group is like their baby, I think, at this stage.
It is, like, and they take real pride in it. Like, last night, Monday night, I gave them a plaque, a trophy that we were given for performing in the folk festival. And you should see them, like, they were really, like...
It hit home for them, I'm sure.
Yeah. So
So you recorded this in the School of Music?
Yeah. Stephen O'Dea is a student he's doing his Masters in Pop Music in the School of Music. So he got access to the studio as part of his studies.
It looks like a really amazing facility there.
It's unbelievable. It is unbelievable. But the funny thing, like, the Ballet Group range from Davis, the youngest, he's about 19, 20, I think. And and the oldest, I'm not going
well,
to say.
Well, my dad would be down in the younger bracket, yeah, the younger obviously. Spring chicken, yeah.
So it's just to see him having the experience. When I was told, I wasn't in the studio, I was in there to take photographs, but when they were coming out, there was, and they had to go in during the week again for extras, dubbings and all that stuff, and when they were coming out, they were on such a high, they were saying it was like recording Do They Know It's Christmas with the headphones up against their ears, which I thought was sweet.
Top of the pops, yeah.
And like all the messages I was getting from them individually saying, I never thought I'd have this experience to go into a recording studio.
And really put down a track. And
like this, the album, like the one we're pushing is Lee Said Long Ago, obviously, because it's the...
So there's three tracks on it. Lee Said Long Ago, which is written by John Murphy. Yeah. Then Go Move Shift, which I love. Yeah. That brings a tear to my eye every time I hear it.
And it's probably one of the best versions of that song they do.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Yeah. Ewan McCall. And then Christmas 1915, written by Cormac McConnell.
Yeah. Now that song was written because in 1915, the First World War, Germans and the English on Christmas Day got up and had a game of soccer together, and they shook hands and they swapped chocolate bars and things like that.
Wow.
Just for that, about an hour or two it happened, and then the bomb started again. So for that reason, and there was this a boy, he's only young, but he's a tenor and he's singing in the song, but eventually he dies in the song because the battle started again. And so like there are three really, really good,
there's lovely stories attached to everything, you know, there again, but it's like Club Kjol, there's a heart to everything that you seem to do, you know, as well. So this CD was recorded, the picture on the front of the CD here, I can see my dad in the centre smiling,
proud out,
oh, the whole lot of them, they're beaming, and they should be, it's absolutely brilliant. Where can people buy the CD?
Right, that's the hard thing at the moment because I actually don't have them at the moment.
But they're nearly ready.
They're nearly ready. I should have them tomorrow.
Brilliant.
Now, Pro Music, I've said...
So by the time people hear this, it'll be out.
It'll be out. So
sold out, I'm sure.
So it will definitely be sold out. Pro Music said they're going to sell it.
Brilliant.
Club Kjol, Ballybehan, Clive Stamarish will be selling them.
Brilliant.
The local shops in Ballybehan, Centra and all the places.
They're all going to get behind it too.
The post office, Nedbore Ultra Orders are going to sell it.
Oh, that's fantastic. And we can, anyone listening who wants to reach out and support it can reach you through Facebook, Club Kjol Ballybehan as well. You have a fabulous page. It's very active all the time. And so people can reach out to you there.
But like the Facebook page, we kind of use it as a fun thing. Do you know what I mean? Just trying to show what we actually do. It's not serious. You're not going to see all this competition stuff. Like there are stuff probably... bore people as well because it is funny. So I mean, Pat Galvin takes a lot of photographs and then he dubs them into makes people look not what they look like, which is funny.
I've seen that recently.
So like the CDs will be out and they will, once they start playing them on the radio stations, people will want them, and then.
And the proceeds are going to feed Cork.
Proceeds are going to feed
Even
Cork.
The fact that you're, again, it's all about giving back to the local community. It's like a circle the whole time, you know. That's amazing. What has been the biggest challenge for you with Club Kjol?
Right, my biggest challenge for Club Kjol is funding.
Of course, of course.
And finding
Which
instruments.
There's never enough of
there's
in the country.
There's never enough, but I must admit, the Cork City Council, all our South Central councillors, I will try and name them all, because seriously, only for them, Emer,
they've been very supportive.
Club Kjol would have been closed down. See, they have this, it's called ward funds. Every councillor in Cork have ward funds.
Okay.
Not many people know about it, and they're going to kill me for telling them.
Well, it's on the air now.
But I don't mind, because only for that ward
you're
fund.
You're so grateful
we
for
wouldn't.
It. But you know what? You always hear the negatives, and it's great to hear the positives, the work that is being done, and that the money is going into the local community. And having seen firsthand, how well everyone does from it, and how many different walks of life, different age
people.
Even
the Irish classes, like we have the Cork ETB came on board with us there recently, a year ago, and they are now paying for the teachers to pay for the teacher, you know, so that our Irish language classes with three different levels are completely free.
Wow.
And like
to attend, is it?
To attend,
that's incredible.
Like I
to learn Irish.
For about 5 years to get it, because I don't have any Gaeilge, unfortunately, but I do promote it to the best I can.
Have you nipped into any of the classes yourself? Is there anything since Club Kjol has started that you've learnt?
I started Club Kjol so that I could learn different instruments, but because it's so busy and so big, I can't. Now I can play the guitar, banjo, mandolin and baron.
Oh, wow.
Badly.
Okay. Great man soul to have at a party.
No, you'll never get to see me playing it because I don't have the time. I genuinely don't. I just do it as a hobby. My kids are more musical than I am.
Brilliant.
So, yeah, like it's this things that I fought for 5 years for to get, because I don't think that our national language that you should pay to learn it. So
Great point.
Yeah, because like it's not the education system kind of left us down, some of us.
Yes.
I didn't have a great experience in school. So
people are getting to do it all over again.
Yeah, and if people come in like in their 60s and 70s saying that I always wanted something like this, that we can come in and have a conversation in Irish. And I'd be going up to squares and I'd be saying, Diego, what kind of saw to? That'd be all I can.
The small talk, you're sweating then, in case they. Yeah,
and
actually
they asked me then, say, Tosh, four or something. I said, what? Would you just. Perla, please. Yeah.
Perla. But it's just such a great, great story that, you know, there are so many people that get to a certain age and see it that it's not just a number. It's like, I'm done now. I'm this age. Yeah. I'm sure I can't go back to college. What's the point? And everyone would have a few hours on a Monday night, once a week. And would you not owe it to yourself? I love the fact that, like, you must see, you touched on it a while ago, the social, positive social impact locally, having something like this in the community.
Yeah, like Clash Day Minimum, former Deer Park is the new hub for stuff in Ballyvihan. And so, like, do you know that I have a woman coming up from Killarney to do Shanos dancing every single Monday night.
So I've heard of Shanos singing. What's Shanos dancing?
Shanos dancing is
an old Irish.
Yeah, do you know, like Irish dancing, the ones that do wear the wigs and the dresses and all that stuff. It's completely the opposite to that.
Okay.
You can use your hands when you're dancing. It's
a bit more freer.
Yeah, much more freer and stuff like that.
Wow,
like,
I didn't realise that there was a dancing, a Shanos dancing. Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's she comes up. Like, even if it's a dish hole thing that we spoke about.
Yes.
Like, there's loads of academics use it. Like, I've doctors coming to Club Kyol, I've solicitors, barristers. Like, you have all types of people coming.
Everyone's equal there.
People who are unemployed, but no one knows. Because
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Once you're playing and you're happy and you're socialising and you're getting out of the house for a few hours, and like, you don't have to go after half hour class or your hour class. There's tea and coffee free that I do every, which I think is the most important part of Club Kyol.
Because that's the networking and the connection element of,
like,
having a chat.
People mightn't have spoken to anyone during the day, but if you give them a cup of tea, it's opening a conversation.
That's brilliant.
So I always kind of pride myself on the free cups of tea.
That's brilliant. I'd nearly come up myself. I'll be there. That's absolutely brilliant. It's just such a brilliant story. And I really hope that after this, you know, that it, even if there's one person listening who is in a bit of a rush or would like to do something and feels the ship has sailed, they realise, no.
Please come up. Like, there was a woman rang me there a couple of months ago. We had started our term and she had done a course in Inish Boffin or something, some Tim Whistle. She had never played. She's in her 60s. And she rang me and I said, sure, come on, are we up? Like, the hardest part, Eimear, for anyone is
Take the first step.
Yeah, the phone call. So it's my job then to encourage them and say, it's okay, come on.
Because it's so out of people's comfort zones and your confidence dips
she's
a bit as
in
you
your
get
dad's
older.
Class, in her, your wow. the Timmy's class. So she's really happy coming out every Monday and she's so grateful. Thanks for encouraging me to come up. And like, I try to encourage them. Like, it is busy on a Monday night, but I do try and get around to, even if it's just for 1 second, just say, well done, how are you getting on?
That's fantastic. So, a bit of encouragement.
Yeah.
And it must really... It must be very hard to do the admin side of things and to kind of keep it all running. But what's your wish for it long term?
Well, I don't.
Or are you just putting one foot in front of the other?
That's all I ever do, Eimear. I don't have any plans for 5 years' time or 10 years' time. I just hope it's
working so far, because you're just putting everything into it for now. And it really is, you know, the whole Life Hustle series that we've done here is trying to get people, you know, off, heads out of phones and heads out of thinking about what's in social media too much. And there's a lot of anxiety that we come across in different age groups for different reasons. And really, life is happening. And it's just kind of, sometimes you just got to put your phone down and get out and put yourself out there and do it. And Club Kyol is the absolute epitome of that.
Like, there's literally something for everyone. You have accordion, banjo, mandolin, boron, concertina, flute, fiddle, guitar, harp, tin whistle, ukulele, kids group, adult battle group, Shanos dancing, set dancing, sign language, Irish language, kids musical theatre, musical theory, knitting, crochet, yoga. Even more.
That's unbelievable. Maurice, it's been such a pleasure to talk to you. If anyone wants to reach out to you, your phone, I'd say, is like the hotline. It never stops.
It is, and I don't mind giving out the number, because it's a...
But they can reach you even on Facebook.
On Facebook, yeah.
So Club Kyol Ballyvihan, and Maurice is insisting I give his number out.
You can.
I hope Orla doesn't mind now.
No,
but 087 646 0818. So that's Club Ciúil, Balvihan. Reach out to Morris, Orla and all the team there. You've heard the list of the incredible range of classes that they have. And please, please dig deep. Support the new CD. It's such an amazing venture, yeah. And it's all local.
Yeah, and like Feed Cork, feed 250 families every single week. It's the only food bank in Cork, and like it's amazing to. It's one of the people in the Ballot Group volunteered there, and like I never heard of it. So,
oh wow! So you've incorporated something that one of your students were
is
doing.
Part of, so,
wow.
And I've heard so much about it since we have taken on board.
And it's never been so needed in the city as it is now.
Yeah. 250 families every single week. And if we can do a small bit by bringing out a CD and singing and a bit of fun, so wow. Be it. Like, yeah.
Morris, yourself and Orla are doing incredible work. Keep it up. It's such a joy to see every time you pop up in my timeline. I'm like, where are they singing now? And yeah, I text my dad and go, oh, sorry, I forgot you were singing there today. So that's it. Club Ciúil, Balvihan. What a lovely story. Thanks for joining us today, Morris.
No and problem. Thanks so much.
Pop into Pro Musica or to any of the shops in Balvihan or to Club Ciúil itself and support the Christmas CD with the proceeds going to Feed Cork. Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed the episode. You can see all of our other episodes and listen to them over at redextra.ie. Thank you to Killian Pettit, as always, for production, and we hope you have a good week.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.